Alcon, what a wonderful power exists in the art of arguing on the basis of contradiction.
Why do you say that?
Because I believe many people fall into this practice against their will. They think that they are reasoning, but they are really debating. They're unable to define and divide a topic according to its true nature, so they formulate a verbal opposition in order to win the argument. They practice eristic rather than dialectic.
I've often seen that happen, Socrates. But what does that have to do with our present topic and us?
It has a lot to do with us, because I think we run the risk of being caught against our will in a verbal dispute.
How so?
We have been bravely and contentiously insisting on a claim that is literally true. We rightly said that the people with the same nature should engage in the same pursuits, but we failed to consider what kind of natural difference or sameness we implied. Nor did we think about what we really meant when we assigned different pursuits to different natures.
Well, you're right about that. We never did consider those things.
Then it seems appropriate to consider whether there is a difference in nature between bald men and long-haired men, or whether they are the same. If we agree that there is a natural difference between them, and we find that bald-headed men are shoemakers, would it be right to forbid long-haired men to be shoemakers? Or if long-haired men were shoemakers, should we forbid bald men to follow that pursuit?
So that would be absurd.
Yes, it would be ridiculous. But why? The absurdity comes from the fact that the original idea of difference of nature relevant to the construction of your republic did not pertain to every natural difference, but only to the differences that affect the pursuit in which the individual is engaged. So, for example, a male physician and a female physician may be said to be the same.
True.
But a male physician and a male carpenter are different.
They are.
Then, if men or women seem to differ in their fitness for any craft or other occupation, we should assign them to the ones for which they are suited. But if the only difference between them is that they perform different sexual functions in producing children, that does not prove that women differ from men in the way we are talking about. Therefore, we should continue to insist that men and women have the same pursuits.
I agree.
The next step will be to request that our opponent explain exactly how the nature of a woman differs from that of a man in the art of ruling a republic.